troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. Someday,
this Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at Genesis chapter 6. Oh, you know the account. It's Noah. Noah built an ark, and God judged the world for their wickedness. You know, Noah's day was much like our day is. Everything was upside down. It just seemed like there was so much destruction in the world, in families. It was just like it is today. You know, you ever wonder, how did we get to where we are today? Well, the Bible talks concerning when you leave God and you leave God's principles, sin produces destruction. Sin produces its own fruit. And so, I go to Genesis 6, verse number 1. But I want you to know before I start this series that the key to living life and not having destruction is you need to listen to God. You know, today, people, they listen to everything but God. And if you look at Noah, Noah and his family were spared of that destruction. Ask the question, why is it that some people, they don't have to go through what I'm going through? They don't have to go through the misery and the discouragement. Well, listen to God. Noah listened to God. Not only did he listen to God, but he trusted in the Lord. And then he obeyed God's commandments. And so that's the answer. That's the key to living life successfully. So we start the series, Genesis 6:1. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And so you have, if you go back to the beginning, you have the godly line of Seth, and then you had the godless line of Cain. Remember, Cain left the presence of the Lord. Cain had the attitude, I don't want to hear from God. I don't want the influence of God's word. Let me alone. Let me live my life the way I want to live it. And you read on. Cain's children were just like their father Cain. You'll find the first one in the Bible that had two wives. It was Cain's son. You'll find there was murder. There was destruction. Yes, in Cain's family. Well, now we read in Genesis 6 the breaking down of the separation between the godly line and the godless line. And it brought what? Destruction. You see, apostasy. The Bible talks about apostasy. That's moving away from God's principles, moving away from God's law. Oh, today people say, well, we don't need the Ten Commandments. Well, look at the schools. Look at the problem in our world. What's wrong with thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet? honor and obey your parents. Does it really produce bad things in a person's life if you believe God's law or if you follow God's law? Or thou shalt not commit adultery. If you'll understand God's principles and God's law lays out for us success. Hey, listen to God. Trust him. Obey. Guess what? It'll produce the right things in your life. And so the Bible goes on to say that there were giants in the earth in those days. Now, he's not talking about a great of stature. He's talking about giants. Like, there's giants in our world today, too. They're powerful with great influence. How about the social media? How about the entertainment industry or the educators? There's giants. And what they were doing, what were they doing in that day? Well, they were doing some great things when it came to wickedness. There was great wickedness. And they hindered the truth. They put it away. Well, what's happening today? Well, that same thing. And I read in verse number 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You could say that today. Why, there used to be certain channels on TV that you could go to and watch with your family. The Hallmark Channel was one of those. Well, they've changed that. You see, the Bible says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A wholesome tongue is one that promotes God's principles, God's law. It'll produce that which will bring good fruit. It's like a tree of life. But he says there's a perverseness that will be a breach in the spirit. What's that mean? It'll damage your conscience. This perverseness, going against God, going against God's principles, will damage your spirit, will damage your conscience. You watch enough garbage, the first time you watch it, it probably offends you a little bit. You go, ooh, I don't like that. You keep on watching it, eventually it won't bother you. And that's what he said. So God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And so just like God said in Romans chapter 1, you know, their foolish heart becomes darkened and they become vain in their imaginations. They can just continue to do more of that which is so depraved that it makes you, it's astounding how depraved and how wicked and how far away people can move from God in their sin. And so, understand, God made man. You see, he made man in his image and in his likeness. And so, when it says that, God gave man a spirit. You know, we find that man is triune, body, soul, and spirit. Spirit is that part of man which knows God. It's God's consciousness. If I go back to when Job asked, who put wisdom in the inward parts, or who gave understanding to the heart? Well, the answer is, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. In other words, the candle of the Lord is a conscience that God gave to every man. And that conscience, yes, is the part that knows God. That's why you take a young child when he does something wrong and his conscience bothers him. If he continues to do wrong, it'll eventually sear his conscience. Well, that's where they were at this point. And so what did God do? It repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And God said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. He did that with the flood. And there's another judgment coming, a judgment by fire. And you can look at that at 2 Peter. But today, I want you to know that you can see, you see it repeating again. You see, one of the things that God reveals in his word, he reveals that which is right. He reveals to man how man can get his sin taken care of by coming to God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if you would put your faith and trust in Jesus, he would forgive you of your sin and save you. Now you can take God's principles. You can do what Noah was doing. He was listening to God. And he trusted what God said. And he obeyed God. And what did God do? God delivered him from the corruption in the world. Today, God can do that for you. This is only the first part. We will do the second part next week. We invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mowbridge every Sunday, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, Wednesday, 7:30 Bible study.